What can a 100 vibration person teach you that is useful? I used to shy away from trainings and videos, people whose teaching I deemed inferior. I noticed that I did that. It was self-protecting at its best. So today I clicked on an email and in it a video that I was certain was inferior, and I wasn't mistaken. The dude's vibration is 100. Why so low? As I said in my last article, vibration can be considered a number that shows how much of reality you see and incorporate that seeing into your life, allowing that reality to be at the root of your actions. Huh? That was complicated, right? Okay, let me try again. If you saw most of reality the way it is, that would influence what you do, wouldn't it? Even if you are not very astute, but at least you would deal with reality, albeit inaccurately. You would be able to self-correct. If you add accuracy, also known as astuteness, then you can see that you would be more effective in life. I hope you see that. The vibration number shows how accurately you see life. 100 is very low. And even if some of what you say can work, they didn't work for you. When you say they did, you are lying. Religion, NLP, angels, magic, dealing with the subconscious are a few examples of belief systems that make a person low vibration, as low as 100. When someone comes to one of my workshops with 100 vibration, they sound like morons. Not just to me, to everyone on the call. The question that is coming up over and over again, can the DNA activation be effective for someone on that level? And the answer is a simple, unpretentious no. It can't. So if your vibration is that low, can you use any of my work to create a life you love? Where you love yourself. When you love yourself, you love your life. But you can't love yourself if you feel powerless. If your experience of yourself is that you need something outside of yourself to make you okay. What you want to do is pull all power to yourself, and act with it. Every action. One of my avatar state activators says it best, put all power in all actions. But wherein comes that power? What people call power isn't. It's force. It's want and need. Definitely it is greed. It is desperation. It is lying, cheating, stealing, duping, because you don't feel powerful enough to be straight. To cause. I watched the movie The Shawshank Redemption yesterday, not the first time. It was the perfect case study for what we are dealing with. Power versus force. Responsibility, causing, versus blackmailing, forcing, raping, stealing, killing, torturing. And also, fitting in, and surviving. If you are up for it, I'd like you to do a challenge, watch that movie. And write a page worth of analysis of some main characters and their relationship to power. It will make you look, and it will also reveal your own relationship to power. So it has a dual benefit. Email your report to me, or post it as a comment. Either way, let me read it. My email is sophie@yourvibration.com. If you are a regular client, it is free to you. If you are new, it is a buck. Why? So you put at least a little skin in the game. The movie is delivered in my mobile app that has a clunky desktop version. So you can get it on any device. Watch the movie and see. Go to www.yourvibe.me/Shawshank. Back to the beginning, any and every person can teach you something. In the video of the low vibration person, I learned something I like and something that can be very useful for my clients. Start a journal, you can do it in my hero program if you are already there, and every day ask yourself the simple question. What am I avoiding? It will slowly open your eyes to the ditch where you are stuck in, more in my 12/21 Sunday call. Until you feel a need to get out of that ditch, you won't. Guaranteed. That ditch is all about avoiding. Any odd journal will do. And unless you have an email coaching contract with me, don't send your entries to me. I am not your unpaid coach.